Not that I know of. I just know that you had brief getting commitments out, you know, for winter field day.
Yeah, I did, and I had a hard time getting an answer, yes or no. And then I finally got no, and then at the last minute, because their plans fell through, they wanted to come join us, which was fine. You know,
yeah.
I was glad to have them. But I wouldn't expect anything different for June field day. But I do think we have a history of them participating alongside us, so maybe they will.
Yeah. I think that more so in recent history and, you know, more distant history, it was more like, oh, we were doing stuff with them instead of them doing stuff with us.
Well, would you like me to send them an email, or do you want to do that?
Could we send them a box with explosives and nails and bolts?
Well, I know where to get one filled with glitter, but I don't know.
I
don't know about the version you're talking about.
Paul, this is Paul, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. One of those that I think, you know, one of the questions is what class we're going to try to run, you know, and I mean, not that we can't make that decision at the very end, but I mean.
Well, they could do like they did for winter field day and just run concurrently from the same space that have their own numbers.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, some of that we, I sound like, okay, I mean, you know, they brought their own antennas and, you know, I think they had most of the stuff, you know, use some of our coax and, you know, our generator power, but, you know, and most of that, you know, stuff that was constrained. But, you know, it would be nice to know. I mean, even if the commitment is, yeah, we just don't know, then, you know, we can kind of plan on, we need three tables and chairs and, you know, logging computers and stuff. I mean, also a little bit toward the, I've got like a extra points category, and some of that, you know, like the battery station / solar station, you know, Ron typically does, and you know, we typically get the CW points, but they tried to do the satellite station and stuff, and you know, if they were coming, it would be nice. It's like, oh, can you try that? You know, and you know, potentially like use them for some of the, you know, extra credit. That way, if it fails, it's like, well, it's like we're not like depending on it. Even though I'm not a points, you know, driven person when it comes to field day.
Well, in the past they've done the GOTA station, right?
Right. I still think, you know, but I mean, I'm maybe dreaming, especially at this late date. I would like to do the GOTA station where it's like, that was like a potentially an off-site thing. But
okay. We could ask him to run a fox hunt.
That would be good.
Shall I email them then for the committee?
Sure.
And just let them know, hey, we're going to be in a different venue. We're going to be at the American Legion.
Yeah.
Would you like to come?
I mean, you have contact information that I don't have. I mean, yeah, if you could do that, I think that, you know, I was kind of like trying to figure out, like, you know, a way to divide this stuff, some of this stuff up. And I was thinking that, like, since you did such a great thing, that maybe the, you know, the press slash outreach slash stuff that you could spearhead maybe. And, you know, because, I mean, you know, the whole thing with getting the Legion to do a press release seemed to generate interest that we as a club had never been able to generate and stuff.
There's no guarantee that that will work a second time.
Well,
I can certainly contact them and ask them to do the press release and help us out again. And
yeah, I mean, I don't know what our relationship is with them, and I for sure don't want to, you know, subject them to work that they're not interested in. But
well, we were actually mentioned in an American Legion publication. And I only knew about it because somebody that knew me saw my name and sent me a virtual copy of it. But I think that the American Legion is more than willing to coordinate with us on stuff like this because it benefits them as well. But I'm just saying, I don't know that the media is going to be interested again, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know that, you know, that they will either. And it's just, but we, like I say, we traditionally have had little, if any, I mean, you know, the occasional, like, oh, this was a horribly slow news day, somebody may show up. But I mean, you know, we have other outreach things too, you know, whereas, you know, we can get points for having some elected official show up and
mm-hmm.
things, you know, like that. So the media, the, you know, elected official outreach and, I mean, I don't know who else, but you know, I know that Phil like did a bunch of that, you know, over the past several years. Maybe we can get that, you know, stuck in the crib notes on the wiki and, you know, try to replicate some of it. And maybe
I can provide that. And I can tell you that the responses have been very inconsistent year over year, as Lorna alluded to, but we do get responses, but it seems like the media is either not responsive entirely, or we get a couple of hits, or they seem to sort of alternate. You might hear from a television station one year who actually sends a video crew or a video person out to at least get some footage over which they lay some narration for a piece that they put together. KBTX has done that before. Sometimes you'll get press who will send out someone, usually a photographer, to do a little photo essay thing. But I don't really recall all of that happening, like television coverage and press. We had a couple of nice radio interviews one time. I did one, and the late Mark Nodiak did one, and that was good stuff. But all we can do is try. I do have a list that I've used in the past. We kind of need to proofread it and make sure that things are still current. Print press is going the way of the dodo bird, and we're certainly going to miss that local coverage when it's gone.
Yeah. Well, I would just like to get the list, and I did the wiki thing. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I was, you know, Google Docs, wiki, whatever, but I'd really kind of like to capture, you know, what we've done, what we're going to do, and maybe even, you know, ideas for the future that, you know, we're just not going to get to this year because, you know, at any point in time, I'm you know, subject of cycling out like everybody else. And, you know, it, just having, you know, like, okay, here's the media people that we, you know, contacted before, successful, unsuccessful, you know, and these are the ones that like take everything we said and twisted it into things we didn't want to hear, or, but, you know, it's, I just think that, you know, like, yeah, let's try to, you know, drag up anything that, like, we tried this, it didn't work. We tried this, it was meh. It's like, this was great. And, you know, scribble it all down somewhere.
I definitely have a spreadsheet with all those contacts. So that is no problemo. And I guess I can take a pass through it and see what I think is still current, you know. My experience with the local media is that they have a lot of itinerant help. And so names I might have may be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They seem to rotate through pretty quickly, especially the television stations.
Oh, for
but,
sure.
You know, I can definitely work on that, and I can add that to the wiki once I get my credentials.
What? You didn't get it?
Nope.
Yeah.
I even looked in all of my junk and spam and everything else.
It went to the N5ZKFF radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did it come from, you said something about Wikimedia. Did it actually have a Wikimedia domain?
No, it came from w5bcs.radio.
Okay, let me go take another look.
It could have been that I just like blobbed like something when I...
Would that have been sent out Monday?
No, it was like this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, all I got was the actual note from you saying, hey, watch out for, you know, make sure you can log
yeah.
in. But I didn't get anything from W5BCS.
Wait a minute. I don't think that came from W5BCS, did it, Paul? I got one from Brian ARC Wiki.
Oh, well,
about an account creation.
Yeah, well, it's one of those, it's like, that's like the name of the wiki, but it's like the actual MX record should have been. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, I see admin at W5BCS.radio. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it in my inbox or in my spam.
You don't have it either, Matthew?
Yeah, I don't see it. Unless it has something to do with never needing Viagra again. The spam messages I get delete permanently.
Yeah. Let's see. Special page. Admin at W5BCS.radio.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I think you're
I just have a question. How do we, and this is me being a newbie, how do we know who's bringing radios? And, I mean, that's the whole idea of this field day, isn't it? Or is that somebody that has already we've already set up to have the radios there or what?
No, no. You're bringing them all. We didn't tell you that. So
it'll be like a sign-up thing. It's like, hey, if you want to bring a radio, put your name here. And that usually happens a couple of weeks before.
Okay. I'm going to ask the questions, and they say there's no dumb questions. So I'm going to ask the questions just in case something
please.
Doesn't fall through the cracks.
Please.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this wiki thing, and of course things are like broken already, but and so one of the pages in there is kind of like an equipment list of like what we have to have there to make things happen. And so there's sections for like, oh, station one, station two, antenna trailer, a bunch of stuff like that. And so, that stuff will have to get assigned, names at some point in time. And then in the schedule things, there's event things for like, oh, we need to go back and validate with the people that volunteered to bring this, in early June, like, are you still going to bring this type thing? So, it's like we need basically people to not only volunteer, but we also need people to track and, validate that stuff since people are probably, more reliable than I am, but that doesn't necessarily mean very much because I'm not necessarily all that reliable.
Tom, are you logged into the wiki?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, he is.
If I don't think so, then probably the answer is no.
So
yeah, we were sleuthing our credentials. I forgot where they went.
Tom, the thing is that Paul has set up a website basically where we can collaborate with each other and gather information to organize Field Day. And he's already got a web page in there on that site about equipment. And we just need to keep it updated with who is committed to bring what. It is kind of a stone soup thing where people bring things together and we get it done. But you should have gotten an email from Paul with a link in it, a URL for that web page. Did you?
It had gone to my trash. One of them that I got from Paul did go to my trash, and I think I fixed that. But it doesn't matter if I fix it or not. I never check my trash, but I will make it a point to check it every day just in case I do get something. And I didn't have a chance to go through. Read all of it, and that's where I found the for the Zoom meeting was in my trash, and I said, oh, so no wonder I haven't heard anything. And so
Tom, I don't know if you're looking at your Zoom meeting frame, but I just put up you should have a chat notification, and in the chat I put the URL for the equipment list on the website, and you should be able to just click on that and open up a web browser. Do you see that?
No, I've got it on everybody, a picture of everybody.
Somewhere at the bottom, there should be the word chat, C-H-A-T.
Yeah. Okay, more, yeah. Yes, yes, chat.
If you open chat, you'll get a little chat sidebar, and there should be a message in there for me.
Yes.
Okay, so you can just click on that. It should open a web page in your computer.
Yeah, I'm on my
phone. Okay, well, it'll open a web page on your phone.
Okay. So. Yeah, I'm on my iPad, so yeah, I've got it.
Okay, so that's just the equipment page, but in that same website, w5bcs.radio/wiki, W-I-K-I, there's a bunch of other pages that Paul has stood up that we can work on to collaborate and put information together.
Okay. Yeah, over there on the left, under the main, under the logo, there's a main page, and that'll go back up to like the top level. And so that the top level only has like a, okay, this is a field day, you know, mainly meant for, you know, we're going to fill this out for public consumption. And right now I have the planning stuff, not that anything we're doing is secret or otherwise public, but in the future we may, you know, stuff that where it's like, oh, you actually have to be logged in. So, but Tom, you're also one of the ones that didn't end up in the Google group. I didn't know. Do you have a Google account or are you?
No, it's a Yahoo account.
Well, I mean, your email's Yahoo.
Yes. But
you can have a Google account and not have a Google email.
Right. I do have a Google account.
Okay. Well, because I sent you an invitation to that Yahoo address for like a groups thing. So there's a Google. I made a Google groups you know, we've been using it. I've been copying this stuff and trying to email it to you too. But I'm gonna try to click this resend invitation thing. I'm not exactly sure why that. Okay. Okay, well, I'll try to resend the whole thing to you.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, but I'll do that like after this. Let me get my notepad open here. And then Matthew and Phil.
Yeah.
Neither of you got the invitation. Lorna, did you get it?
Or
the wiki, like a wiki.
Yes.
Like your credential, your login.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did, and I'm logged in.
Okay, so let me. I just need, I'm going to try to make a list and then, because one of those, it's like, don't need to do that, like during this call, and take up everybody's time, try and figure out insanity.
Figure out insanity? If you figure sanity out, let me know, because I'm still searching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't found mine enough. Okay. Well, so the wiki thing, you know, it's currently public and it's on w5bcs.radio/wiki. And it does require logins to edit. And I don't expect anybody to be the wiki expert, because I for sure am not a wiki expert. But this is using basically the same thing as Wikipedia uses. And so even if you don't know how to use it, you can go to a page, and if you're logged in, kind of at the top on the right-hand side, there'll be a tab that says Edit. And you can go in and put, you know, your thoughts, and it, and don't worry about, you know, wiki layout and stuff. Just type it in there and we'll fix it up as we go. And if you want to figure it out and how to make it look like, oh, this is like indented the way you want or whatever, feel free, but don't worry about it. I mean, ramblings and musings are just as useful, because the things that I'm trying to avoid is stuff falling through the cracks. And, you know, this thing has enough moving pieces that no one person, save maybe Slide Kapczynski, like, has all of the necessary pieces in a, you know, box or a truck that he can bring there. So we will need, you know, the collective knowledge, and probably even outside the, you know, committee's collective knowledge, to, you know, fill in all the gaps. And don't be intimidated. You can't break it. There's all, it's got the built-in like undo and redo in there. So, you know, like I said, I think this is a, not necessarily the best strategy, who knows? It's like, it's a possible strategy. And I think that if we start collecting this stuff, it'll be valuable, not just this year, but in the future. And potentially for other, like, oh, this can be applied to Winterfield Day, and it can be shared with other clubs and laughed at by their members. W5BCS.radio/wiki. You know, there, like I say, there's only at the top level, there's only two things, like the field day and then the field day planning. And so if you want to like poke on like, oh, I think we need more information, different information, et cetera, on like kind of like the, oh, this is maybe what we like expose to the public about, you know, what's going to happen and stuff, feel free to edit that stuff too. Plus also feel free to put in, you know, other categories of stuff. So on the next page, on the field day planning, all of those categories are just what leaked out of my head when I was sitting in front of the computer doing it. And if you click edit on that page, it'll become pretty obvious, like how to enter your own category that probably is just as valid, if not more valid, than the ones I put on there. But it just didn't come to me when I did it. So, and if you have problems, feel free to email or text, and I'll try to address it. And I'll try to get through and validate what happened with all of the other people that didn't get their password. It may just be easier to, like, you know, I can generate a user, a password, and then you can go change it or log in and go change it. So I would say, you know, try to get in there. And even if you want to make a page, I'll actually try to go in there and make a page for like practice in the field day planning thing. And, go in there and add one and play with it. And, questions, answers that are otherwise.
Paul, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it possible to add a PDF? Like when that press release is issued, will
sure.
I be able to add a PDF of that press release?
Yes, ma'am. And it's like you can embed it, and or if you actually like look at the top page of the thing. So like in the field day planning, the top item is the actual ARL event rules. And so that's
right.
The link. So you can either put a link to it if they have it publicized somewhere, or we can embed that. Actually, for instance, I actually have like my phone recording this rambling, and I plan to pop that, like the audio recording of the meeting, on there too. So yeah, it's, you know, anything that you see on Wikipedia, you know, this is like literally the same software. So yeah, we can put an embedded PDF, or, you know, a link to a PDF, you know, tables, you know, multi, you know, indented bullet lists, all that stuff. I mean, that's the stuff that's like, okay, you don't have to figure that out. Just like, you know, send it to me and say, make this happen. I'll be happy to do that. And so a couple quick wiki things. If you went on in here and added your own category on the field day planning activities, you know, it's pretty simple minded. If you click edit, you'll see it, and it'll come up and it'll be red instead of blue. And if you click on that, it'll pop you up and like, okay, knock yourself out putting the information in there. So if it's red, it's something that doesn't have any stuff stuffed in it yet. If it's blue, it's like actually has something behind it, and you click it and go there. So like I say, that's probably enough about Wiki. I'll be trying to make sure everybody gets credentials, because somebody obviously didn't. And I'll re-invite the people to the Google groups. Everybody in here other than Tom has gotten messages on the Google group, I think, or successfully joined. Maybe not. But
I did. I got it.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, the two email addresses were the Tom DJ and the Rio 088. I forget who that is exactly. That it bounced. I'll resend those. So trying to keep this like not crazy long. Lauren and I talked about her, like, you know, reaching out to W5AC and see what their situation is. And Phil and maybe Lorna, I guess, can do the, you know, at least the initial, like, gathering information as far as press and outreach. I'm trying to find, I did this on something. The other categories I had on here is we need like somebody to, well, we need, these are the quick high level things I was thinking, you know, subcommittees, whatever you want to call it. One of them is the equipment and setup role. I mean, I think that I'm like probably going to be involved in that. Mike, you interested in doing some of that?
Yes. What I was going to ask also is normally we use the trailer pole that you have. They're located at your QTH.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll use that as the primary in the back someplace. The air trailer, you know, the little box trailer with the air mast in it, that mast works, but it doesn't work. It needs, you know, you have to fill it up there all the time. So in lieu of that, do we want to just use the Aries trailer? Ask we use the Aries trailer and put it out front?
I mean, well, the question is, you know, we used it as a signpost. the first, or this at Winterfield Day, and I mean, we typically use it actually as an antenna device at regular field day. I mean,
yes. So I'm, you know, if we want two antennas like that, we could use the trailer you have and use the Aries trailer. Very easy to do. Logistics of getting the Aries trailer and all that, it's not a problem.
Yeah, I think that we should plan on having it. And I say, okay, your equipment and setup, Wrangler, and, you know, sounds like Tom is concerned about, what and who's going to get this stuff. So he needs to be on this committee or subcommittee. Maybe Tom and me and you can start out with, you know, some of that. We can discuss in the smaller group, what we need and what we think we might use this for, and then bring it up, in an upcoming meeting.
I'm definitely in. Yes, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it all falls into place. It just takes an email or a phone call ahead of time saying, hey, are you bringing this? And when you're bringing that, are you also bringing XYZ to go with it? We want to make sure, who's bringing the generator, who's bringing the second backup generator, who's got the fuel, all that stuff. Same thing on the radios. Who's bringing the primary radios for each station? Who's bringing a backup? You know, and all that falls into place. But still, you have to ask the questions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone spoke to me and volunteered to bring their two Honda generators at our last club meeting. Given enough time, I'll remember who that was.
In the minutes or the hours.
Hey, it was me that I had two Honda generators.
Right.
Okay.
Now we know.
So another category that we need some people to run is prizes, raffle, and, that type thing. So purchasing, deciding things, and probably... presenting our thoughts at the club meeting. I'm not sure that it's going to happen next week, but I would think that maybe we should try to get maybe last year's, Lorna came up with a number, when we talked 2 weeks ago or whatever, but if we could put together okay, this is what we spent last year. This is where we came out, and get some authorizations, to spend similar, more or less, for the raffle of rewards. And then, maybe go over what we did last year, what we think is good, and what we might rather do on some things. And I know we've discussed things that are potentially more enticing to non-hams. I think it's always been an issue. If we could get somebody, I think Lorna, you're gonna have to be involved just because you're the person that has the number.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to volunteer with that.
I guess there's no alternative to a raffle.
I
can't think of one.
We could have t-shirts printed that all have our Venmo information on it. People could just donate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what we could do is the QR code to the virus that infects iOS and Android drains their bank accounts. But I mean, I think that, you know, historically, or at least in recent history, the raffle's kind of been the fundraising for the club. Agree or disagree, it is what it is.
That's right.
And, I mean, not that we're like broke, but it's like if we don't do it enough times that we could get there.
Yeah.
So I would say if, you know, you can put together the number we had last year and like, this is what we bought. And then we can like, you know, make a little blurb at the meeting, and maybe we can get a motion that like, you know, some authorization that we can spend, you know, whatever, 800, 1,000 on, I don't know what it was again, or, you know, I mean, I know several years ago, we, you know, there was, you know, pressure to like, okay, let's give away a HF radio. We're going to spend, you know, 1200 or something. And if that's, you know, what they want to do, that's fine too. But the prize in the raffle is something that is like, okay, let's say we're looking for people. If you don't want to volunteer tonight or want to know more, email me or email Lorna and we'll get you involved in that. We talked a little about press outreach and I have also facility coordination. So I think Lorna's on every committee.
I didn't notice that.
You know, okay, but I'm going to try to be on it with you maybe now. No, I don't want to do any of that. But if Phil can come up with his list and Lorna can do the interface with the Legion, and then, you know, we'll wing the rest, you know, and if there's somebody that really like, you know, hey, I think I can bring something to bear, please, you know, volunteer to help. And then the last two I have is kind of like the meals and meal related things, you know, supplies and stuff. You know, we still like, you know, last time we discussed doing something potentially besides barbecue, we also discussed doing breakfast. I think maybe a little discussion at the club meeting. You know, not that I want to make that meeting like long and drawn out, but, you know, is there just like, okay, we want to do the barbecue thing because we've done it, or we want to consider something else. I mean, I think like fillets and shrimp would be great too. But
mm-hmm.
And then the last one, I guess I have, and this is like kind of on the volunteer list thing on the wiki page, is somebody to deal with educational sessions, testing, and, you know, basically the presentation stuff. And so, you know, that potentially involves, if we really do want to do an outreach with, you know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or otherwise, that. So I was kind of, you know, those are the five things I said, well, okay, you know, we can get some people maybe to work on those independently, would be good. It's like, Mr. Berry, or any of those like on your radar?
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like something that I can take point on. And as far as like wiki formatting and stuff goes, I used to have, well, I still have a wiki that I have all my notes from college years, and I put occasional new stuff on there. So I am well versed in wiki formatting, and I can kind of help people with that as they make edits to a page, make it look pretty.
So I was thinking about asking Rick if he would, you know, head up, you know, the meal stuff, not necessarily do it all, but
first among delegates.
Well, you know, potentially not unwilling victim, or something. I mean, he's the one that's been, hands-on with it in recent history. I don't know if what people's thoughts are. I mean, the last 2 years, it's kind of been, the meets and stuff were, the club provided, and then the sides and the dessert were, potluck. And I mean, I don't think that broke anything. But just before that, it was kind of like, okay, the beans, potato salad, coleslaw, and bread, the club kind of got that. And then it was more of the desserts that were potluck. But, I think that, somebody to work with, figuring out like how we want to do that. I mean, continually doing it like we've done it the last 2 years, have the club provide more, and also the, okay, we want to basically have like the, I mean, at the park we had gone to straight donations because of the rules, but here we don't necessarily have those rules, or we can have a firm fixed price, or, did we come out better with just donations or whatever? I don't know the answer to that. It's one of those, but I figure, we need somebody to kind of, I don't mind like, trying to be point on that, but my ideas are not implicitly good ideas. So I'd like some people to be involved in that. And you don't have to step up at the moment, but it's like, if there's any of you that think that you would be willing to be involved, let me know. I'll put you in here. And it's like, we're also down with like, help what you can. And, we won't be upset if you have to quit because, you have like a boneheaded guy like me on the committee. So.
Well, I'll help with the meals planning, and I kind of like the idea of like doing burgers and dogs and the club buying potato salad and coleslaw and stuff, and let people bring a dessert if they want to.
Yeah, I mean, I lean that way too. I understand it's like, barbecues is the long-standing tradition, but, just because it has been doesn't mean it has to continue.
Well, it's getting very costly.
Yep, and we could do something simpler and concentrate on having fun instead of dealing with a big meal. Rick's a great cook, and he enjoys doing it, but he also is not good about it. It's difficult to help Rick, and he winds up doing a lot of it himself. And so if we can do some kind of a mixed potluck where, as Lorna said, the club provides certain things, and then everything else is up to members to step up and contribute. And then we can all help clean up, or we can assign a cleanup crew.
Yeah. I mean, I to me, the upside to doing, simpler fare is that in theory, you could serve it like almost throughout the day. So if you have people come in and they brought their family, it's like, okay, go get a hot dog out back, and or, we don't have to basically, make sure that we have, collect, multiple hundred dollars. We can, and it's also, makes the things like, oh, invite all the fire stations out. Well, it's like, none of them showed up. Well, so we won't cook those burgers, or all of them are showing up. It's like, well, we'll cook them. Whereas, brisket and stuff is like, we have to know weeks in advance. So.
Well, the other thing you've got is the cleanup is much easier. All that, because it's very simple with that. And it's a lighter fare. It's easier to prepare. It's easier to serve. And logistically, it's a lot better. And it's just as much fun to me because we're there to do radio. And it's, if we do hot dogs or burgers or something and people bring side dishes or dessert, we're good to go.
Yeah. Well, okay. Lorna, if you like, will like take on recruiting victims, and I'll try to be involved in that too. And, you know, other than that, I was, you know, I really didn't have anything. I wanted to, you know, but that doesn't mean, because this is not my meeting, this is everybody's meeting. I just had those five categories of, like, if we can, like, you know, pick one or two each of us that, and, you know, let us know, we'll get that those put together and figure out, like, a method for, you know, making, you know, another list or something such that, you know, you guys can collaborate on that and you don't have to be involved in the noise. But it's like, feel free to volunteer for all of them. That'd be fine too.
I have an item, Paul.
Yes, ma'am.
I went to QRZ and brought up W5BCS, and there's no information in the biography tab.
It's outdated.
And Don Walpole is the trustee for the club call sign. And it would be nice if before field day, we could get him to either let someone else be the trustee at QRZ or get him to put the biography information about the club so that, you know, if we make a contact and they pull us up on QRZ, there's some information about the club.
I mean, you know, John Walpole is the trustee, and that's my fault. And I'll tell you, like, it used to be every time a president was elected, they changed the call sign trustee. And so it was like a quagmire, you know, because it didn't happen until, you know, May or June. And by that time, it's like, oh, the new president is, you know, less than 6 months away. And when John was the president before me, and I said, John, will you just keep this? And like, if we call you, will you do that? And as far as things, you know, like on the Echo Link and stuff, you know, he's always like, when I ask him, like, can you go in here, make a login and give it to me? He's done it. So I don't think that'll be a problem. What do you think about me asking Kevin to do that, if I can get John to delegate it?
Kevin Lawson?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Just because he's like, I hear there's a Facebook thing. I can't see it because I'm not a Facebook person.
I can also do that if you want me to do it, or Kevin, either one. We also have another call sign, KI5MMC, and that also has nothing on the biography, but that won't get hits on field day.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to publish, and of course, it's like, you know, not that anybody will use it, but, you know, on that, you know, field day thing, everybody has kind of like the talk-in thing, and we probably ought to put, like, the W5BCS repeater on the, you know, information about our field day event on there. And so that might get a hit. I mean, I seriously doubt we're going to have time to deal with, you know, having a D-Star talk-in channel. But
oh, yeah, I don't think we will. But I'm just, while we're on the page, on the topic of QRZ pages.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm the trustee of that call sign, so that thing's in real trouble.
Well, if you want to give me the login or whatever, I can edit that.
Okay, well, I'll
it might just let me do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it validates it or not. But
it just says, it might just let me do it. I don't know.
Well,
if you're the trustee on it, it should.
Well, I'm not. Paul is.
It doesn't validate against the SEC database. If it's just an unclaimed call sign, I think you can put information about it until someone claims it.
So my deal is, like, Phil, why don't you try to do it? If it won't let you, I'll do it. So, yeah, let's get that covered, too. I've got it in my scribbling on my screen. then so yeah, I mean, for sure, housekeeping things, stuff like that. Yeah, let's try to get them in the list and resolve them. Also, there's like a, on the, like I was poking on a schedule thing, and I'd like to, like, if anybody, you know, has thoughts on, you know, when things need to happen. I mean, some of this, you know, like, you know, feel like putting together the list of people in the press that we've talked to, you know, we need to try to get that stuff, you know, rolling. If we can get like a budget thing on the, you know, what we're going to do for raffle prizes, you know, we can start watching for, you know, the sales. I mean, I think there's probably going to be actually some spring Black Friday stuff here in the next week or two. I know Gigaparts and HRO and some of those probably have a sale before June. And in the past, we've been able to, you know, buy some of the ham-related prizes at a discount. So, you know, if you can, like, look at the things that we, you know, have to buy, plan, you know, recruit and volunteer, and those aren't on there, please add them. I know one thing we should probably add to the at the meeting is start asking for door prizes. I mean, you know, that I think has been, you know, it's been hilarious, you know, with, you know, certain people, like, you know, getting long strings of, you know, oh, you won and you won again, et cetera. But, you know, just to ask people, it's like, oh, if you go to Home Depot, buy an extra roll of electrical tape and, you know, throw it in the hat for a door prize.
I've got some door prizes at my house too, and I can maybe catalog those for you.
Okay. I mean, I have some stuff that I was kind of like, I bought and I'm kind of like, well, you know, yeah, it's like, I haven't even taken them out of the box. So I've got some stuff too. But I know that, you know, we've basically made some announcements, you know, for the months leading up to and collected, you know, over those months, you know, small things, you know, from the Harbor Freight wire stripper to, you know, things of, you know, significantly more value. So I think we need to make that announcement again at this meeting. So I'll try to get a list of like things that we might want to ask the club as a whole. At the meeting, and then, you know, I'll put it on the wiki and look at it and poke holes in. We're at an hour. I've been blabbing more than my share.
I was going to say, and I've got to leave because I've got another meeting in 15 minutes and it's across town. Regarding the raffle, and I don't know why this is, but that's just something that I really do not want to be involved in. I don't know why that is. I don't want to be handling the money or any of that stuff. I'll help out here and there, but I just wonder if that's another thing that Rick would be willing to do. He's handled it in the past and got the tickets made and all that stuff. Then there's also gosh, who has done it before and they did a really great job with it?
Gerald.
Mr. Turbofill.
Yeah, I had him on the list also for about the swap meet.
Yeah, he got kind of bent out of shape last year because something went wrong with communication about that. And he just sort of said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. But he may have reconsidered, I don't know, or would be willing to reconsider. I just wanted to mention those two people.
Yeah.
I got to go. Y'all have a great evening. I'll be lucky to get across town in time, but it's good seeing everybody. I took some notes. I'm happy to circulate those around with the Google groups if you want. And then I'm certainly willing to work on the wiki once I get credentials.
Okay, so there's on the wiki, there's a page for Zoom meetings.
Yeah, I saw that.
If you can throw your notes in there and send a link to the group.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll resend you.
Okay.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set your password to your FRN.
Okay. All right.
And I'll send you when I get that done.
Okay. It'll all work out.
Yeah.
I really appreciate, Paul, everything you've put into this. I know this is a burdensome thing, but we're all here to help you. And having the wiki available is a good thing. I've never been a big fan of wikis, but I think it'll serve us better than somebody's personal Google page or Google group or whatever. So
for sure,
thanks for setting that up for us, and we'll try to make the best of it.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yep. I'll see you guys.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Have a good evening. Okay. So the one other last question. Is this time, same bat time, same bat channel, 2 weeks from tonight, work for everybody still? Or does this turn out to be the wrong night, the wrong time? Or it needs to be more often or less often?
Works for me.
It work, the time and everything works great for me.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a little late coming home from work, so hopefully that doesn't happen on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, I you know, the thing came alive, so I assumed you posted it, turned it on, and it was so.
Yeah, I mean, so anyone should be able to join without me in there. So.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. So who did we not have tonight? David, is he in here?
Bailey?
So, Bailey.
No.
Okay, so that's the only one, I guess. I'll poke him. Just to make sure there's, like, you know, if there was something I'm miscommunicating with him, or, you know, it just, the time doesn't work on an ongoing basis, or if it's just not. I'm done unless somebody wants to continue with something else.
All right.
I'm good.
Same here.
Okay.
Start thinking of ideas for presentations.
Yeah, it's one of those. And I would say one of the things on that is if we want to do a build, that's probably something that we're going to have to get on early. I have the TNC stuff here already. I bought all the antenna stuff if we can extract it out of the RON, or if we want to do the other antenna. But I mean, that's something we'll probably have to get on, you know, in April to have it like worked out. Since you're in charge of education, you can figure that out. Tell me how it turns out.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening, everybody, and we'll be back here 2 weeks, Wednesday at 6, unless something happens between now and then.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Yeah.